good morning again. Man, what a great day it is. For those of you that don't know, we just finished this season we called Be Renewed. Man, it was a fantastic day of celebration last Sunday as we had people from the church drive through the parking lot, and we had all kind of just craziness going on. There was a lot of singing. There was some dancing. There was even some cheerleading going on. We collected over 1,000 pounds of food for Ecumenical Ministries, and I'm pretty sure I won the most outrageous, ridiculous outfit contest, and I got this great prize. It took a little piece of my dignity, but hey, it was great. It was a lot of fun, and we just had people that were so excited to drive through the parking lot. We got to see people we normally didn't, we haven't seen in a while due to COVID. One of the most amazing things to me was the excitement we saw in other people. The church leadership, me and Nolan and the leaders of the church have been excited. We've seen how God is moving and working, but when people we haven't seen in a while got to drive through the parking lot and we got to talk with them and meet with them and cheer with them, we got to see how that excitement wasn't just in the church leadership, but it was in the church throughout. It was a lot of fun. I even talked to one lady who said that they weren't very happy when we announced this season of Be Renewed. They just thought it was going to be another money thing. But because we have been pestering everyone to get into a small group, they joined a small group. And what they said was, as they begin to do the work, they begin to see something inside of them change. And last Sunday, when they drove through the church parking lot, they were probably one of the most excited, and they were even excited about getting to turn in their pledge card. Now, what's funny about the pledge card is the pledge card, it's not about the amount that's on the pledge card. It's about this opportunity to come together as the church and join God in what he's doing here at Foley United Methodist Church. And that's what this person was so excited about. And we had other people, a ton of people that turned in pledge cards. And if you haven't had a chance to turn in yours, you could still mail it to the church or drop it by the church office. You can even do a pledge card online. What is so amazing about all of this is that it's about joining with what God is doing here at Foley United Methodist Church, in the community of Foley. And he's inviting us into this work with him. It's pretty powerful. What's so amazing about the pledge cards is that we get to see that the hearts of the people here at Foley United Methodist Church are aligned with what God is doing. And that's the most powerful thing that I think we can experience, or we have experienced during this Be Renewed season. So if you haven't had your opportunity, if you couldn't make it last Sunday, we want you to know that there's still time for you to join in with all of us, because we know you're just as excited about what God is doing here as well. Now, like I said, we just finished this season of Be Renewed, and we're not going to start a new sermon series this year. But for the rest of this year, for these next few weeks, we're going to look at what it looks like, what it means to begin again after renewal. What does that look like for each of us? And I wanted to start today by looking at one of the biggest new beginning stories I could think of in the Bible. So I invite you to turn in your Bible to Acts 9, Acts chapter 9. And we're going to read verses 1 through 9 and then 17 and 9 through 19. So that's Acts 9, verses 1 through 9 and then 17 and 19. It says, "Meanwhile, Saul was still spewing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest seeking letters to the synagogues in Damascus. If he found persons who belonged to the way, whether men or women, these letters would authorize him to take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. During the journey, As he approached Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven encircled him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice asking him, "Saul, Saul, why are you harassing me?" Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are harassing," came the reply. "Now get up and enter the city. You will be told what you must do." Those traveling with him stood there speechless. They heard the voice but saw no one. After they picked Saul up from the ground, he opened his eyes, but he couldn't see. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and neither ate nor drank anything. Now verse 17. Ananias went to the house. He placed his hands on Saul and asked, "Brother Saul, the Lord sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way as you were coming here. He sent me so that you could see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, flakes fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. After eating, he regained his strength. He stayed with the disciples in Damascus for several days. And we'll keep going through verse 20. Right away, he began to preach about Jesus in the synagogues. "He is God's son," he declared. This is the word of God. It's true, and it can be trusted. I love this story. The story of Saul is the ultimate new beginning story. It's where God meets this person who was 100% sure that he was doing what God wanted him to do. I mean, there was no doubt in Saul's mind that he was living a good life. He was living the life God wanted him to live, God called him to live. He got these letters that he could take to the synagogues so that he could arrest people who were following Jesus. Even though he knew that meant they might die, he was okay with that because Saul knew he was following God's plan. I think that's why Jesus came to him the way he did. Because Saul was so sure that he was living a good and righteous life that Jesus had to appear to him in an extraordinary way. The light came down and encircled Saul, and Saul heard the voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you harassing me?" Even the people in Saul's group heard the voice, but they didn't see Jesus like Saul did. It says Saul fell to the ground, and when they picked him up and Saul opened his eyes, he was blind. He had to be led by the hand into Damascus. And for 3 days, he was sitting in a house blind and couldn't eat or drink. Man, that's a powerful story. We know he had visions because in the scripture, when Ananias is arguing with God about going to Saul, the Lord tells Ananias that Saul had a vision of him coming to pray for him. But he was still in blackness, in darkness. His entire world had been turned upside down. And it wasn't until Ananias came, placed his hands on Saul, and prayed for him that Saul was able to see again. As I read this story, one of the things that struck me this time was this 3-day period that Saul was blind, not eating or drinking. What struck me about that is it had to happen this way because Saul needed a time of renewal. Everything he had ever known growing up, everything he had ever learned in the church growing up, he was living into based on his understanding. But when he was blinded for 3 days, All he could do was confront who he was, confront himself, to really reflect on everything he had ever known. His world had been turned upside down. That's why I think it's a season of be renewed for Saul. I mean, he had to renew his heart. In his heart, he had this zest for going after those who followed Jesus, but he had just met Jesus. So his heart had to be renewed. His thinking had to be renewed. I mean, knowing that he was arresting people that would probably end up dead, and he was fine with that because that's what he had grown up learning and hearing, he had to do some major renewing of his thinking. Even his strength. I mean, when you're thrust into this situation where one of your most valuable senses is taken away from you and you're forced to confront everything you know about yourself, everything you've learned growing up, I mean, that takes some strength to do that. So you know he had to find strength in God and renew that strength. And then that part in scripture where Ananias shows up, places his hands on Saul and prays for him, and Saul is filled with the Spirit of God. That's renewing of a steadfast spirit. I mean, that in and of itself should be the end of the story. Saul goes through a period of being renewed and is changed. But I don't think that's the end of the story. I think that's the new beginning in the story. I think that's what Jesus most often does, is he meets people where they're at. He offers them a time of renewal, and then ultimately offers everyone a new beginning. I know that's what he did for me. I mean, several years ago, after a divorce, as a young officer, I thought I knew everything. I thought I was the master of my own world. I thought every decision I made was the right decision. I was living a good life, being what I thought was a good person. But one day, as I was driving around in my truck, I was overwhelmed with this sense that everything I was doing, everything I had become, was wrong. I truly feel that was an encounter with Jesus, and he was challenging me, forcing me into the season of renewal, forcing me to look at who I was, where my heart was, to really deal with some things inside. I imagine it a lot like Saul, because it got to the point where all I could do was admit how wrong I was and call out to God and verbally ask for help. I know that's what Saul was doing when he was blinded in Damascus. I mean, there's times in our lives where all we can do is call out for help. And the most amazing part is that Jesus meets us there and offers us a new beginning. My new beginning was I was began to get connected back with the church. I began to go to church on a more regular basis. And you know what I learned? I learned that I grew closer together with God. And then my next step was I began to get involved in a Sunday school or small group. And what I learned was I began to grow closer together with God. I even went so far as I became the chair of the church council. And you know what I learned? I learned I never wanted to be in church leadership ever again. But I also grew closer together with God. And when God called me to be a preacher, I argued and argued and argued with him, but I grew closer together with God. In this new beginning that he offered me, I grew closer together with God because I took that opportunity to do something different, just like Saul did. We see with Saul that he stayed in Damascus with the disciples, and he began to preach that Jesus was the Son of God. Imagine the change in the way you think that happens when you go from persecuting followers of Jesus to preaching that Jesus is the Son of God. That's an opportunity. You have to choose to begin again in that moment. And that's what he did. He ended up fleeing Damascus out of fear and went to Jerusalem, but he had to prove himself there because everybody knew him from his old life. He had to have somebody introduce him to the apostles. Somebody vouched for him so that he could meet the apostles. And they ended up sending him to Caesarea and Tarsus, which are kind of out on the edge, out on the fringe, where people wouldn't recognize him for his old life, but would get to know him according to this new beginning that he had been offered. We know Saul has his name changed to Paul. And we know Paul ends up writing the majority of the New Testament. The majority of the New Testament is made up of letters written by Paul. That's a new beginning. That's what God does in new beginnings. After a time of renewal, God offers us a chance to begin again, to step into the life he is inviting us to, he made us for. And it's not always a big, giant epiphany like Saul's. And it may not be as big as the change that I went through all those years ago. But even during this time of be renewed, even during this time of renewal, I was offered a new beginning. I mean, even as a preacher, we can get in routines. Church can become a routine to a preacher. I know every Sunday I've got to get up, I've got to go to church, I'm either doing announcements or I'm doing the sermon, I've got to help with the sound, and it can become routine. But when we go through a time of be renewed at the church and you do the work, God offers us a new beginning to be step fully into the work he's doing, to rethink what it is our part is. We can choose to stay in the old life and to stay in the routine, or we can choose to take the new beginning that God offers and to really join with him in the work he's doing. And as I did that during this Be Renewed season, I find myself more filled with energy, with an excitement. It allows me to break the routine of church and to be reminded that the God who called me out of the life I used to live and reminded me that I was made for something bigger, better, is still using me for something bigger and better. The God that I argue with and say I wasn't meant to be a preacher, I don't know why you keep calling me to be a preacher. I'm reminded as I renew my heart and renew the way I think, as I renew the places I find strength, and as I live into that steadfast spirit he's given me, I'm reminded that he is always good and he knows what he's doing and we can trust him. What's funny to me about this whole new beginning of Saul, where he had his entire life turned upside down, a lot of us say, well, God never does that for me. He's never going to encircle me in a bright light and let me stand up blinded and make me have to confront him. He's never going to call out to me and say, you know, John, what are you doing? But if you just stop and think for a minute, he may not do that all in one day. You may not be driving down the road and your car gets encircled by light and then you're blinded, which is a good thing that he doesn't do that. But maybe he gives us a year where our entire understanding of the world around us gets flipped upside down. Maybe he gives us a year to where we can't do church the way we've always done church. We can't live our daily lives the way we've always lived our daily lives because there's a pandemic going on. We can't even go out and eat at restaurants like we used to. We can't live our daily lives and wake up and make the same decisions we used to. We can't even surround ourselves with the same people that we used to because this year's been so crazy, it's flipped everything upside down. And it's in this year that God calls us into this season of being renewed. Isn't it funny how when things seem bad, God shows up and does something powerful and amazing? Like he did with Saul, I think he's done the same thing with us. That in the midst of our world being turned upside down, he has called us into a season of being renewed, and he's offered us a new beginning. A new beginning into the life and into the work he is at here at Foley United Methodist Church. And what's even more amazing is that all this has lined up, and we find ourselves at this moment looking at new beginnings after we've all had this opportunity to be renewed. It's at the same time we find ourselves in the season of Advent. And Advent is this season in this church, in the church, where we celebrate and anticipate God's ultimate new beginning, where he gives us his son and offers a new beginning to each and every one of us, to everybody in the world. It's 5 weeks of anticipating a new beginning. And that's exactly where we find ourselves now. So I can't help but to wonder what your new beginning is. I can't help but to expect and to hope and to find joy in the fact that God is offering each and every one of us a new beginning. It might be that you find your place where I found myself all those years ago. That I woke up with this understanding that I'm not living the life God created for me, that God created me for. And that he's offering me a new beginning to step into that life, to explore that life, to figure out what that life is. I did it by getting more involved in the church. Maybe that's what God is offering you, a chance to get more involved, a chance to grow closer together with him. It may not lead to you becoming a preacher like it did me, but what if it leads to you finding your gift? We've just finished talking about the emerging future of where God is revealing to us what our calling is here at Foley United Methodist Church. What if your gift is with the kids in our community? What if God is calling you, offering you this new beginning to step into this life that is filled with kids from this community? What if you have a connection that you didn't even know about with these kids? This new beginning is your opportunity to step into that and find out. What if your gift is discipleship and this new beginning is an opportunity to step into discipleship that is more full and more complete than any understanding of discipleship you've ever had? And as you agree and follow in this model of discipleship, which is wholehearted, you begin to grow closer together with God. What if you find you have a gift for meeting the real life needs of others, and that gives you life and joy? Or maybe your gift is setting a table that creates place for equality and justice to happen in a broken world? What is it that is your new beginning in this season? What does your new beginning look like? I know those sound like big, giant things. But just like in this past season, in this most recent season, in this most recent new beginning that God is offering, maybe it's that the church has become routine for you. And what God is offering is a reminder. It's an opportunity to step out of that routine and to be reminded that what you're doing is joining with God in the work that he's doing. And that you don't see things the same way. You don't see it as a routine, but you see it as the joy and the life that God is giving us, giving you. What if your new beginning is to be a better neighbor? What if it's the simple act of getting to know who lives next door to you and being somebody in their life? What if it's reconnecting with somebody that you've lost touch with? What if your new beginning is just finding somebody that is nothing like you and building a relationship there? Whatever it is, there is a new beginning for you, and that's what God is offering each and every one of us now. So I want to end today with this challenge. What is your new beginning? After this season of Be Renewed, when you stand up and the scales fall from your eyes, what will you do? If you open your eyes and see a path that God has laid out for you that allows you to grow closer together with him, will you take it or will you ignore it? Will you continue to let the world around you dictate how you live your life? Will you be more concerned about the world around you than living into the life God is offering in this new beginning? What is your new beginning? And will you take the path, take this opportunity to live into this new life that God is calling you to? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are a God of new life. You are a God of new beginnings. From the very creation where we failed you have continuously offered us new beginnings. You have offered us opportunities to reconnect, opportunities to grow closer together with you, opportunities to begin again. Lord, and those always seem to come after a season of renewal, where you invite us to look inside ourselves, to truly dive deep and be honest with ourselves. And then you remind us that you made us, and that we are made in your image, holy. Especially during this season, we're reminded how far you have gone to redeem us. That you gave us your Son so that we could be made whole again. So that we could have the ultimate new beginning. And we can live into a new life. Completely different from the life we knew. Just like Saul, even those things we thought were good and we thought we were doing right, you offer us a chance to get to know you and to live fully into the righteous life. Lord, I pray for each and every one, each and every person that is watching this, whether it be today or later in the week or 5 years from now. Lord, I pray that you would open their eyes and let them see the new beginning you are offering them. Lord, and I pray that they would take that opportunity to grow closer together with you and to take that new beginning to heart. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. We're so glad that you've joined us today. So glad that you were able to worship with us. I just invite you to look around, to think through this past year. What is it that God is offering you? And don't be afraid to take it. Don't be afraid of new beginnings. What I've found in Scripture and in my own life is that new beginnings mean new life. And God is a good God. And the life he offers is better than anything the world knows. Go in peace. Don't forget to check on your neighbors. And we'll see you next week.